Yeah, I'd like to follow up on that theme of the great mystery. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about your cosmology and what you refer to as the great mystery.
Well, that's the theme of the book. You know, there are some major themes in the book. One is freedom. From the time I was a child and to this very day, it's all about freedom, individual freedom, personal freedom, freedom for my people. There's the great mystery, the spirituality of my people, what I know, what I've been taught. And I haven't read any books on it, you know. I haven't read Black Elk Speaks or The Sacred Pipe or anything about my people. It's just the things I've been taught. And I thought I should put it down before I do read these books so I can't be accused of plagiarism or anything. At any rate, the great mystery has guided my life completely. You know, I look back from this hill of wisdom, and so many times I strayed from the path of goodness and was put back on that path by someone or something or some event would intercede in my life. And I realized it was that spiritual power, because no one can explain 9 assassination attempts, 13 brushes with death in all.
Bullets that do U-turns and don't hit any of your vital organs.
Right, man. I mean, I also had bullets go through me that didn't hit any vital organs.
In fact, the one bullet was at, you lifted up your shirt and it fell out the back of the hospital.
Right.
Yeah.
They took it as evidence. I wanted it, you know, as a souvenir.
Yeah, right.
Man, this is the one that had my name on it, and I got no vital organs, man. At any rate, I've been bombed, strafed. Been in quicksand, the whole bit, man. Chased by military patrol, Coast Guard boats of the Sandinistas. At any rate. And so the great mystery's been there. I was a dope dealer. I was hooked on heroin. I was a thief. You know, I've been a lousy husband and father, and yet the great mystery has chosen to rescue me in every instance, and also to become a good father, to become hopefully a good husband someday, somewhere. At any rate, I'm very fortunate, and I recognize the spirituality of my ancestors has been my cocoon, so to speak.
You've had some great spiritual teachers, too. Grandpa Fool's Crow and others. Maybe you could talk about just a couple of them.
Grandpa Fool's Crow. You know, when he died, that got national. That made national news, national TV, on the wire services. He was in the Washington Post. You know? Wow. Wow. As a man, couldn't speak English. You know, he commanded that kind of respect. And he never left home, you know? He didn't go out on lecture tours or anything. He was just a man that had this power, this spiritual power, this healing power. He was a healer. And the United States, the only Indian to ever open up a joint session of Congress with a prayer. You know, the only non-Christian to open up a joint session of Congress. Or the prayer. I don't know, maybe a rabbi has done it. That probably is true. But I doubt that any other non-European religion has been allowed to. Except for this great man. Yes, he was a great teacher. A great teacher.
Gladys, is it Bissonnette?
Bissonnette, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's her and Ellen Mooskamp, the strength of traditional women, the matriarchal society, who knew their role in life as women and knew the Indian men's role in life as well.
That's going to take some clarification. Maybe you could talk about it. When you start talking about a woman's role, I can imagine how people say, well, what exactly does he mean by that?
Well, I mean that I was born into and was part of a matriarchal society. The first 5 years of my life was totally with my mother and her people and the extended family. My dad was there, my grandpa, they had a part. But the matriarch, I was grounded in the worldview of our women. And that's the way all traditionally Indian and indigenous men are brought up. Around the world, indigenous peoples, you know, the very, very, very vast majority of indigenous peoples are matriarchal. And AIM, when I joined AIM, I was reintroduced into a matriarchal society. Because when I left the reservation and my mother's people and went out to California with my folks during the World War II, I was thrust into the patriarchal society, which resulted in conflict, which resulted in abuse, and which resulted in mass confusion for me personally. And it took a while, and it took AIM to get me out of there. But the matriarchal society, that's the answer. Yeah, that's the strength. That's the direction.
That patriarchal society has left you with a lot of anger that you've had to deal with in your life. Anger that almost resulted in a courthouse massacre. If you would have been, if it would have been a guilty verdict against you, you were ready to start firing. And that anger came that, you came that close to letting that anger almost destroy you.
You know, it's a mini version of what happened just recently to a black man here, except I wasn't married to a white woman. And I didn't kill a white woman. It was an Indian who got killed, and the state of South Dakota was trying me for murder. They had already convicted another man for the murder, but they were trying to bring me in as the murderer. And, you know, only in South Dakota, the most racist state in the Union, bar none.
But how have you been able to deal with that anger? What has helped you in coming to terms with it, to be able to control that?
Well, of course, my spirituality. But, you know, it wouldn't deal with my rage. And finally, I wanted to save my marriage and save my fatherhood also, especially that. I wanted to bring up my two youngest boys, something I haven't been able to do with the rest of my children, sad to say. And that's the thing about the book, is that I tell the people how what a lousy father and lousy husband I was, you know?
Nothing, it seems as if nothing is hidden. You really let it all hang out in the book.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah. I really appreciate you recognizing the honesty of the book, because I think that's a strength of that book. At least I hope it is. Excuse me. Well, I went to treatment. To make a long story short, my wife was seeing a counselor in Chinle, Arizona, on the Navajo, and was a Catholic nun. Me, militant, Russell Means, follower of my ancestors' teachings, went to a Catholic nun for counseling. Anyway, I went two meetings, and she convinced me to get into a treatment center for my anger. So I went to a treatment center for addictions, all kinds of addictions, including alcohol and drugs. And it was a treatment center for rich people. You know. A lot of executives from major corporations were there. They were dealing with addictions, workaholism, dealing with alcoholism. And also there were people there for drugs, but they're all millionaires, executives, and of course they're non-Indian, they're white people. But there I come to grips, I found out where my anger came from, my rage, and why, and they were given the tools to deal with it, and it saved my life, and saved a lot of other people's lives, I might add,
yeah.
Because before I went in, my rage had steered me to creating an assassinations list. And I had planned to assassinate a lot of people, both Indian and white, until, of course, the law of averages caught up to me. I would go down in a fiery gunfight as a patriot to my people. That was my idiot, my insanity, before treatment.
Right. You know, do you believe that white America will ever really find peace and happiness without addressing the treatment of the indigenous people of this continent? You know, earlier you talked about an Indian problem. Well, do you believe that also that Indians have part of the solution?
Well, we have. Indigenous people, we have the solution. No, it's the matriarchal society. Pure and simple. Very simple. You know?
Ritual?
That too. But think of it this way, and I'll put it in very elementary terms. There isn't a mother on earth that wants to see her son or sons go to war. She also has empathy with the other mothers on the other side who have sons going to the very same war. Think of that. To be brought up in a society ruled by the women who don't want war. Wow, what a concept, huh? So that's my heritage, and that's what I think is the future of the earth. I mean, after all, it's Mother Earth. You take care of your mother, she'll take care of you. Simple rule.
It's just been a real delight to have you on the program and to be able to bust some myths and to get your point of view across. Good luck in your work. Thanks for being on the show.
And thank you for a fantastic interview.
Thanks, man. Russell Means has been our guest. He's an American Indian Movement activist, an actor, and author of Where White Men Fear to Tread. It's published by St. Martin's Press.